The special prosecutor in an interview indicated that his office has the mandate to investigate and prosecute any member of the Electoral Commission that will tamper with election results or rig elections for any political party or candidate. It was a welcoming news. What we're actually telling the special prosecutor is that there were allegations of electoral malpractices, tampering of election results, and changing of election figures in the 2020 election. So if he wants Ghanaians to take him serious, then he should start his investigation with the 2020 election so that Ghanaians will take his word serious, but not just mere threats. So basically, that's what we are calling on the special prosecutor to do.
Do you think people will be forthcoming to present that kind of evidence to the special prosecutor?
We have enough evidence to assist the special prosecutor in his investigation and then subsequently prosecution. I am also aware that many Ghanaians have also indicated that they are willing and ready if only the special prosecutor means he's furious about the things he said, then they'll be willing and ready to provide the special prosecutor with some assistance with information that will help the special prosecutor do its work. Now, the conversation in Ghana here is that the 2024 elections is going to be a do-or-die affair. And this is simply as a result of the loss of confidence and trust that people have gotten for the Electoral Commission. So we believe that if the special prosecutor actually wades into this matter and prosecute people who will be found guilty or culpable, that will actually impose an enormous confidence and trust in the special prosecutor and then the Electoral Commission.
But David, some are suggesting that those who are asking for an investigation on allegations of procurement violations are just those who lost the elections, just want to create mischief. And that is why they are calling for that. And that there's nothing untoward. Both local and international poll observers describe Ghana's recent elections as free, fair, credible, and transparent. How do you respond to that?
We are ordinary Ghanaians. We believe that it is our responsibility to ensure that our elections are conducted in a free and fair and transparent manner. You know what is happening in Guinea as we speak today. You know what is happening in Mali as we speak today. We don't want our country, our beloved country, to travel that path. That is why it is very important. Now, even what we are calling for the special prosecutor to do, and lots of countries do them, there is post-election assessment that UK engages in after every election. South Africa also engages in the post-election assessment. Sierra Leone engages in the post-election assessment. And Guyana, these are countries that engage in post-election assessment to assess the processes that led to the election, so that you can look whether there are some flaws with the processes and the strength in the processes. So we can propose some recommendations we believe that can help strengthen our electoral processes.